Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Blame It on the Stars, where we give you an inside look to what's going on in the universe so you can blame your problems on the stars. It is Jade here.
And it's Kara.
And this week, we'll be talking all about Mercury entering Scorpio, but in case you missed it last week, Mars entered Scorpio. We also had the solar eclipse in Libra, so if you want to know more about that, then definitely listen to last week's episode before diving into this one.
And just to give you a heads up, next week we will tell you everything you need to know about Scorpio season and how it affects you.
And with that being said, let's dive into the episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So Mercury entering Scorpio, this does theoretically happen the day before Scorpio season begins, which is Sunday, October 22nd at 2:49 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Per usual, the date and time are from the website astroseek.com. And that might also be October 21st if you're on the West Coast. What you need to know, when Mercury is in Scorpio, our thoughts tend to be that of a Scorpio. Since Scorpio is a sign that's associated with depth, intensity, and transformation, when it comes to the way we think about things, we're more drawn to uncovering secrets, diving into the mysteries of life, and so on. Mercury in Scorpio is a time for investigative thinking. We become very skilled at research, problem solving, and just getting to the bottom of complex issues. It's definitely a good time for in-depth analysis type thinking.
How this affects you is your thinking and communication during this time is going to be more focused on your emotions. Your conversations might become more intense and you're more interested in discussing deep psychological topics. Because Scorpio is a fixed sign, there's going to be more of an emphasis on loyalty and trust. So as you're opening up and having deep conversations with others, you might find that you're deepening your relationships with those people.
So why this matters? Scorpio's influence can lead to challenging, sometimes confrontational conversations. While these conversations may be uncomfortable, they can also be transformative and lead to resolution and possibly healing. Scorpio's more secretive nature can lead to a tendency to want to be a little bit more guarded and selective with the information that we're choosing to share. So that's just something to keep in mind if you're finding that people are expecting you to open up and you don't feel comfortable doing so, that you don't have to.
Something you might not know is that Scorpio is a very intuitive sign. It could be a really good idea to lean more into your intuition as you are making choices and going about your everyday life.
And if you're wondering how long this lasts, Mercury will enter Sagittarius on November 10th at 1:25 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you have between October 22nd and November 10th to experience Mercury in Scorpio.
And per usual, certain signs are affected more than others. If you have Scorpio, Taurus, Leo, or Aquarius placements, then this transit will be affecting you more. By placements, we mean Sun, Moon, Rising, Mercury, Venus, or Mars placements only.
Now, there are some key dates you're going to want to pay attention to while Mercury is in Scorpio. The first one being October 22nd, the day the transit happens. Mercury will also trine Saturn. Since Saturn is a long-lasting type of energy, and Mercury is all about the way we think about things, and Mercury in Scorpio is encouraging a more transformative energy, you might find on this day that you're more willing to make more long-lasting changes to your communication style and personal growth journey.
And then on October 28th, Mercury will be opposite Jupiter. You might find that on this day you are feeling really optimistic, but it's really important that you are also staying grounded and being realistic. On the positive side, though, this aspect can encourage us to think more broadly about things and open up our minds to new possibilities and ideas.
And then on October 29th, Mercury will conjunct Mars. A conjunction between Mercury and Mars combines the mental energy of Mercury with the assertiveness and action-oriented energy of Mars. So what that means is during this aspect, your thoughts and words are a little bit more direct and to the point. The plus side is you can express yourself with confidence and you might be more assertive in your communication style. However, it's important to just watch for any impatience or impulsiveness when it comes to how you're communicating. And this is definitely not the day for arguments, but it does make for, you know, debates, negotiations, or anything where you have to think quickly. It's a little bit more favorable for that.
And then on November 4th, Mercury will be opposite Uranus. This opposition can bring about some sudden insights, breakthroughs, and new ways of thinking. However, it's also important to keep in mind that you might find it challenging to concentrate and do your everyday routine because your mind is constantly seeking new information and experiences.
And then on November 6th, Mercury will trine Neptune. A trine between Mercury and Neptune can enhance your intuition, your creativity, and imagination. This aspect is really great for artistic or creative projects. So if you're a writer, this could be a great day for writing. Outside of those creative endeavors, this is also a great day for spiritual pursuits and also just being more empathetic and compassionate with others.
And lastly, on November 8th, Mercury will be sextile Pluto. This is a positive aspect, and because Pluto does deal with things that are beneath the surface, you might find that you are finding out new information or looking to open up to the people around you. This is a really good day to research, problem solve, or analyze the things going on in your life.
That's pretty much it for this week, but if you're curious to know how Mercury in Scorpio affects you on a more personal level, then this is your reminder. We do offer readings. They're hosted on an app called Intro, which allows for FaceTime style calls. We have readings for as short as 15 minutes to as long as 1 hour. You decide what you want to talk about. When you go to book the reading, there's a slot where you can type in your questions and we'll be able to answer them on the call face to face.
And if you've never booked a reading with us before, then you can use the code STARS, all caps, STARS, for $20 off your first reading.
And just a reminder, next week we'll be talking all about Scorpio season, so stick around for that. But until then, if you want to stay in the loop with us and what's to come, we are on social media. We're on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at BLME The Stars. That is all for now, and we'll see you all next Monday. Bye!